Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the eighth parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Ches, Mishnah Ches. So says the Mishnah, Nimtza Makom Menachas Eitzim. If let's say you have a sheretz in a place where the wood is put into the oven or the stove to heat it up, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Minasaf Achitzon V'Lifnim Tamei. If the sheretz is anywhere inside of the outer edge of the stove, then it's Tamei. That's called that it's considered to be in the airspace of the Kli Cheres. V'Cham Omrim Minasaf Misaf HaPnimis V'Lachutz Tahor. No. Not from the outer edge in is considered inside. From the inner edge and out is considered outside. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mikneged, Shvisas HaKederiv Lifnim Tameh. If the sheretz is found right under the place where you put the pot, then that's considered to be in the airspace, and that's going to be Tameh. Mikneged, Shvisas HaKederiv Lachutz Tahar. But if it's outside of the area that's directly underneath the pot, then it's going to be Tahar. Nimtza Makom Yeshivas HaBalon. If a sheretz is in the place where the bathhouse guy sits, Makom Yeshivas HaTzaba, or the place underneath where the person who's dying sits, makom, meaning the person who's coloring things, who dyes things, makom yeshiva shel shulkezesim, or the place underneath where the guy who cooks the olives sits, tahar, then the stove itself is going to be tahar, because even though it's opened up into the inside of the Kli Cheres stove, it's considered to be outside of the Cheres because it's not part of the stove. It's the place where the guy who's running it is sitting down. Ein tamei el minastim of lifnim. The stove is only become tamei if you find the sheretz inside of the place where you where the pots close up the opening, as like Rabbi Yossi said. Only that inner part of the inside of the stove is considered to be the avir of the Kli Cheres. Moving on now to Mishnah Tes, bar sheyesh bo beis shvisa. If you have a bar that is that has a place to put down a pot on top of it, tamei, then it's like a stove and it's able to become tamei, even though it's built into the ground. So you would think it's mechubel karka and some kabatuma, but it's still able to become tamei. We could treat it like a kli. Vishal osei zuchuchis, and even if it's made for people who make glass to be able to make their glass using the heat that's inside of that bar, im yesh bo if there's a place to put a pot down on top of it, tameh. It's considered a kli. It's considered a stove, and it's tameh. Kivshon shal sayadin v'shal zagogin v'shal yotzrim. If you have a kivshon, a furnace that's made that's used for people who make lime, or people who make glass, or people who make pottery, tahora, then it is tahor, because that's not considered to be a real kli. That's not considered to be a tanur. Porna, if you have a type of oven which is very big and has an opening on the side that they would use for cooking by putting things on the floor of the oven instead of what they would normally do, which is wrap dough around the walls of the oven. So Yeshla Lizbeis Tameya. If it has a ledge that goes around the bottom on the inside, then it's, it can become Tameh, but without the ledge, it's not really considered to be a kli with a base kibble. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yeshla Istagios. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it has Istagios around the bottom, it is Tameh. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Yeshla Svayos. That if it has Svayos, a Svas is a lip, so it has lips running around the bottom, then it's going to become tameh. So let's review what we learned today in Parakhes Mishnah Ches. We said that if a sheretz is in the place where you put the wood in the stove, Rabbi Yehuda says anywhere inside of the outer edge is considered the avir of the kli. Lacham said the opposite, anywhere outside of the inner edge is considered not the avir of the kli. And Rabbi Yossi said anywhere directly underneath the pot is considered the avir of the kli, otherwise not. And the Gemara gave an example of sheretz in a place where the balon or the tzaba or the shol kezesim sit. So we say that's outside of where the pot would be, and therefore it's going to be tahar. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that if you have a pit in the ground that's lined with cheres and it has a place to put a pot on top of it, we treat it like a tanur, that's going to be tameh. And if it's for glass makers, the same thing, it's going to be tameh. And if you have a furnace for people who make lime or glass or potters, then it's going to be tahar. And then we said that if you have a porno, which is an oven that's made out of cheres, that where you bake bread, where you bake things on the floor of it, so if it has a ledge around it, it is tameh. Rabbi Yehuda says if it has istagios, which I'm not sure what that, which is means the same thing, it's just a different word to describe the same thing. And Gamliel says if it has svayos, which is a lip, which again is a different word to mean the very same thing. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakhes Mishnah Yud.